Here we go with the Tuesday edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out all across North America and then some. Monty James on the road to the big barbecue sale at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, Kansas. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, pun intended, I have corralled the one and only farm babe, Michelle Miller, who is on the road tearing up the back roads of Minnesota farm country. Michelle, as is our tradition on the Hot Barn Report, what is your favorite cut up steak and how do you take it?
Oh my gosh, medium rare, anything. Probably a good porterhouse.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
Do you take that with baked hash browns or screw worms? Rice with that?
Baked potato, absolutely. And I'm a big asparagus fan if I had to get a second side. Good quality salt and pepper goes a long way.
Amen, sister. Michelle, you are a full-blown, legit influencer. Tell us about your massive social media following and an average day in your incredible life.
Oh my gosh. Well, every day is different, which is part of my favorite thing about it. But I was a commercial scale farmer for many years. I started the Farm Babe as a personal blog back in 2014. And it was really just a way to myth bust, because before I was a farmer, I actually was very much a city girl. I went to college in Los Angeles. I went to a fashion school and I worked for Gucci on Rodeo Drive.
So no way.
I was about as city girl as you could be. And I used to believe every myth under the sun. So I was the girl when in Los Angeles, I would only buy organic, gluten-free, non-GMO, hormone-free chickens, all that stuff.
Right.
And when I actually became a farmer, I realized everything I thought I knew about agriculture was wrong. So I started my platform to debunk myths. And the name Farm Babe is a spinoff of a food blogger called The Food Babe, who was just spreading a ton of misinformation. Misinformation I used to believe. So people like that are misinformed about the food supply have a special place in my heart, because I used to be them and I used to be the big city girl that was fearful of big ag. And then I did a complete 180 with my perspective and work to give science and farmers a bigger voice. So I've been doing this now as a full-time career for almost a decade as primarily a motivational speaker. So I get booked to speak at a lot of food and farm events. I'm also a social media influencer full-time. So I get different sponsors and I get to create content around, hey, what's going on in the Georgia peanut world? How does nice. Idaho potato harvest? What does that look like? So I help educate people about where their food comes from with a myth-busting twist. So I get to do the photography, videography, social media posts. And then I'm also an author and I write for multiple different publications, and I'm also a podcast host. So every day is different, but I live in a van full time. I have a place in Florida, my primary residence. Yeah, I do. I am a motivational speaker in a van down by the river. Nice. I'm not even kidding. I really am.
Perfect segue. How do they get a hold of you on your massive social media platforms?
Well, thefarmbabe.com is my website, and you can hit the contact tab on thefarmbabe.com, or, just send me a message through Facebook, Instagram, where most of my followers are, and I'm happy to connect.